Global markets have a wary eye on Argentina. The country is in its fourth straight year of recession, and the unemployment rate has reached an all-time high. Argentina is moving to minimize concern that it's close to defaulting on its huge foreign debts. Buenos Aires is offering to swap bonds on about half its public debt. If the plan works, it'll save Argentina $4 billion in interest over the next year. The Argentine government is taking another drastic step to stimulate the economy, the de facto suspension of Mercosur, the South American trading bloc. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Rio de Janeiro.
Mercosur was supposed to be the South American version of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The founders, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay, hoped to build a continent-sized free trade zone, even launch a euro-style common currency. Now 10 years old, Mercosur has grown to be the world's third largest trading bloc, but it's on the brink of collapse. Mauro Laviola is a Brazilian economist specializing in international trade.
Institucionalmente existe, mas na prática está se tornando uma ficção.
Institutionally, Mercosur still exists, Laviola says, but in practice, it's turning into a fiction. Brazilians such as Laviola have been outraged by Argentina's recent moves to slow down Brazilian imports, including the threat of so-called emergency tariffs. Argentina says these are temporary measures to prop up its ailing economy, but Brazilians say it's no excuse for revived protectionism. In the 1990s, Brazilian exporters such as the Nova America textile company near Rio de Janeiro built much of their business on the booming cross-border trade with Argentina. Now that trade is drying up, and factory manager Marcelo Rocha says his industry no longer believes in a special relationship with the Argentines. Brazilian businesses have gone searching for other markets, Rocha says. Russia says trade rules with Argentina have become unreliable and arbitrary, the exact opposite of what a trading bloc is supposed to offer. Mercosur's future is being threatened by the Argentine crisis, Russia says, and it's being threatened by Argentina's ambivalence about the trading bloc. Indeed, Argentina's government has been putting out mixed signals about whether it even wants to save Mercosur. Argentina's pugnacious economics minister, Domingo Cavallo, frequently blames his country's economic problems on Brazil, which he accuses of undervaluing its currency to favor exports. At one point, Cavallo even declared that the emergency negotiations with the Brazilians to save Mercosur were, in his words, defunct. Buenos Aires diplomats scrambled to contradict him, saying Argentina still believes in Mercosur, but the statement confirmed many Brazilians' suspicion that eventually Argentina may try to go it alone. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.